We're going to take a short break for one of our sponsors. I haven't tried this one, but it looks well worth checking out if weight loss has been an ongoing challenge for you. Robody pairs medication options with diet and exercise modifications to achieve your desired goal. Before being prescribed any medication, patients complete an online medical visit, lab test, and more to see if you're right for their program. You can sign up online, which means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Their data shows that average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/untangle. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 a month for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/untangle. Now, back to our show. We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to Untangle, the podcast from Muse, the brain sensing headband that helps you meditate, and Meditation Studio, the 5-star app. I'm Patricia Karpus. What a crazy time this is. We are wishing you a measure of calm and peace as you deal with whatever the new normal is for you. We'll be sharing a meditation each week to help support you on this journey. Today's meditation is one of my favorites. It's called Let Things Be by Ashley Turner.
Slowly bring yourself into a comfortable position. Take your time to really set yourself up in your meditation seat. You can sit on a chair, leaning back into a chair or leaning into a wall. You can sit on a meditation cushion, a blanket. In any case, notice the hips are a little bit elevated, a little bit higher than the knees and the legs. And this will help keep the blood circulation and your body a little bit more relaxed. Bring yourself to a nice tall position, extend through the spine, lengthen down through the tail. Again, the hands coming into any comfortable position that works for you, but do choose a hand position mindfully. And then closing the eyes, you can roll the eyes backwards as if you're gazing down the throat towards the heart, just turning the attention inward. And take a moment to notice how your body feels right now. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, simply observe, how does that anxiety register in your body? Do you feel the shoulders tight or the belly gripping, the jaw tight? Maybe you notice tension around the eyes. Start by unwinding the body. Let the shoulders relax down the back. Let the spine lengthen. Let the belly be soft. Let the jaw relax and the eyes soften. And taking 3 long, slow, deep breaths to begin. Inhaling. Draw all the way down, filling the lungs, filling the belly widening and soft. And exhale as you're ready, creating even more space as you exhale. Again, inhaling, filling the lungs, filling the rib cage, draw the breath down into the belly, let the belly and the lower back widen. And exhale, soften into this expanded space. One more, inhaling, filling the lungs, the chest, the ribs, down into the belly, the lower back. And exhale, soften. In meditation, we can work from the outside in, meaning we can create more ease, more comfort, more peace in the physical body by creating more space, more relaxation, which affects the mental and emotional body. We can also work from the inside out, beginning to choose different thoughts, notice our patterns, which will then create a shift in the tension of the physical body. Today, moving into a practice of radical acceptance, of simply letting be. So notice yourself sitting in your center with a little more space and a little more ease. Notice the breath, subtle but free flowing. Love for you to bring into your mind's eye one aspect of your life that you're struggling to accept. One thing in your life that you're worried about, stressed about, have anxiety over. Choose one thing. Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe it's the way someone's behaving, an external circumstance. Bring this one thing into your mind's eye. It has to do with someone else. You can see their face. Maybe there's one word or an image that comes to mind. Just observe. Working with this one challenge or obstacle that you're resisting. As you bring this into your mind's eye, notice the breath. See if you can continue to expand, lengthen, and deepen the breath while beginning to focus on the circumstance. Holding this person or situation in your mind's eye with an image or a feeling, practice creating more space in the physical body. Let the inhale lengthen and the exhale lengthen. You might notice that the exhale begins to extend a little bit longer than the inhale. As you hold this vision or circumstance in your mind's eye, begin to extend the exhale a little longer than the inhale. Notice how any tendency to control or change things, even simply the desire to want things to be different than they are. Notice the physicality of that, how it shows up in the body. Control, anxiety, worry. How do you feel that in your body? And then consciously creating more space by lengthening the inhale and extending the exhale to be longer than the inhale. slowly moving into the practice of letting be. Letting things be exactly as they are. Letting someone else be exactly as they are. Letting yourself be exactly as you are. How does it feel in your bones? How does it feel in your body to create more space, allowing things to be as they are? Releasing your need to control the outcome, releasing your need to change things, releasing even your need to understand why things are the way they are. When we let things be, we surrender to a great mystery. So many things in life beyond our control.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. We talk about these often on Untangle. When we keep things bottled up inside, it can start to impact our health mentally, emotionally, and physically. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, whatever it is. If this sounds like you, and it's a bit of all of us, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule and needs. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/untangle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/untangle. Now over to Untangle.
Continue to lengthen the inhale and exhale. Practice feeling in your body, letting be. The practice of letting be is distinct and different from the practice of letting go. Letting go implies that there's something to do. Letting be is a release into exactly what is. Nothing to change. Simply being with the sensations, the emotions, the experience. What is happening right here, right now? Noticing how it feels to sit with a difficult emotion, a desire for change. Just observe in your own body, in your own heart. How does it feel? Becoming curious about how it feels to simply be with what is. To radically accept every single thing. Exactly the way that it is. Notice if the mind comes in urging for some change or shift. Notice the feeling of desire. Maybe a welling up of anxiety, frustration, disappointment. Return to the breath, turn to the role of the witness, and simply observe, letting yourself be with tension, anxiety, frustration, disappointment. Becoming curious. Staying spacious and non-judgmental. Finally, is there anywhere else in your life that you could loosen the reins of control or desire? Anywhere else that you could soften and simply let things be? Radical acceptance of exactly what is. And place one hand over your heart and the other hand on top. And blessing the heart, blessing yourself, feeling into the quality of compassion, quality of spaciousness, quality of generosity. Extending this generosity to yourself. Simply letting things be. Accepting every single aspect of this moment as it is. Very simple practice. Perhaps one of the most challenging practices in our lives. Bringing the hands together at the heart. Bow towards yourself. Thank yourself so much for showing up here. Practicing this radical acceptance. Practicing letting be. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes and slowly transition into the rest of your day.